Middle of Hilchas Shabbos, in middle of submission Aleph, and Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, regarding the halachas of what are you allowed to go out with on Shabbos and what not, says the Mechaber Sifcha Vav, Neman Leimer Harif Al Atzmai, the doctor is believed to say on himself, Shehu Mumcha, that he's professional, because we were saying that there are certain things that are only permissible if it's from a Mumcha. The doctor is allowed to say on himself that he's a professional, says the Mishabura. Sivka and Kuf Gimel, Loimah to say. But then, same thing, Shanem and Al-Kameh, he's believed on the amulet, Loimah Shehimumch, is to say that it's a professional, which then allows you to go out with it on Shabbos, as we said in the previous Sif. We don't suspect him that he would intend to have a person stumble on the Alochas of Shabbos. Sivka of Zayn, Yaitzim and Beitzas HaChargol. A person can go out with the egg of a chargol, and Ubishen Shalshul, the tooth of a fox, Ubimasmar Tzolov, and the nail of someone that was hung, whether during a weekday, whether on Shabbos, meaning there's no violation of going the paths of the Moiri, which that would be like some type of superstitious thing, and also there's no problem about Shabbos of Karen. Anything that has medicinal purposes is also permitted. But if he's doing action, it's not recognizable that's because of healing. Then the Asa Mishum Darkei Mori then looks like something type of a superstitious thing, and that would be forbidden because of the Darkei Mori. I'll call Lachashmut, but all types of spells are permitted. Lachashmut didn't say it's forbidden, but Asa Mishum Darkei Mori and Ilan. All those things that they checked and they're not effective. Yesh Mishum Chashash, Bechol Kameshin and Mumchad, those who would suspect by any amulet that's not a professional. Shum Darkei Mori, that's like we're going the ways of some types of medicine, they're not traditional medicine, then that would be a violation of going the path of the Mari. This is Mishmur Sibkot and Kof Dalet. You're allowed to go out on Shabbos with Bebeitza Zachargul. What's a chargul? Who chargul? It's a locust. So the egg of a locust. Remember Gemara, look at the Gemara, Lamai Abdukal, Dvar Meila, what do these things do? Bismanim, in their times, Oyel Dvar Ismachul Nerefuah. These things were certified that they heal. Yeshlan didn't come in Mokha, so therefore, as Allah of the previous, if has the a certified amulet. Sure, let's bend. You're allowed to go out with it because you're including love when it's hanging on him. It's considered as a takshid for a chayla. Some cotton kofi. And we said that anything that is because of refuah is also permitted. But if you're doing an action, sivkat and kofi, the ain't nikkabe b'shem refuah, it's not recognizable that's because of refuah. It's not recognizable that's going to be healing. So then that would be something that would be forbidden because of darchi amari. Now, so why we permitted the things we mentioned before? Because the ones who know are going to say that it's for healing because of its somewhat effect, its supernatural effect. Have a connector, so therefore it's like recognizable. Chaber said, but all spells are permitted. That is, even if it's not yet certified. We don't know that it heals. Even so, during the weekday is permitted. Since we know that there are some spells that heal, I mean, we say, maybe this is also going to heal. It's like a little bit like recognizable. Since it's the norm that these spells heal. It's only forbidden those that we know that are not effective. That's like more superstitious. But those who are concerned, any amulet is not certified as Darche Amari. Now, Hik should be a grad. The Vilna Gaon asks, Hotnan, we learned in the Mishnah, the Indians in the Commission and Mumcha, you now go out on Shabbos, where the amulet is not certified. Mashmat sounds like a Bechal Shabbat Dami, that during the weekday is permitted. I'm a Lush Yisrod, Shenitcha, Kul Yashiv. The Lush Yisrod is pushing, trying to answer that question. Now, the Ima Chayla, who Dabash Yishpe Chashash, Takanan, if the sick person is something that's a concern, maybe a danger of his life, near it would seem to Kul Amashari, couldn't everyone be permitted in all types of situations. Siv Chavchas. Mi sheishloi maka bepisiz ragloi. Someone has a wound on the bottom of his foot. So he ties a coin on the wound to protect shloi noga beragli, that it shouldn't like hurt him on his foot. It's also healing, the metallic quality. But to lots of you, let it go out with it on Shabbos. It's also healing. It's from the wording of the Torah. Now, Mashmiz, it sounds even this. Somebody that's not healing, just making that it shouldn't get injured like some type of protecting bandage, it also would be forbidden. is going the Shitasa in Sivchot Beis. Abel Yerabe Hibishim Kama Pais. He brings it in the halachic authorities that fill him in the Merab, even if it's not healing. And the Shoyes, you get the log of Mitzara, just he's doing it to protect from pain. Come give it lots of boy, you also let it go out with it on Shabbos. Think cause of the taste of Shabbos, but she may reign the Rabbi Shmuel, Kodneva, Bayin, Leel, Basimcha Beis. As you can see, Mishim Magro, we're the name of the Bola Goyen, the Das Rambam, we're going to be that's also the Shitz Rambam. Okay, different Chotach Hatz Boy B'Shabbos, we'll cut his finger on Shabbos, classic situation. The Kodneva takes his baguette, allow, and he wraps a bandage over it, Shlai Yisrael, the Begadav, that it shouldn't get scratched on his garment. Mutalot Zbe, you let it go out with it on Shabbos, even though it's not something that's healing. Sharti Nois Koflama brings, that's something from the Goyen in Simchot Beis, even something significant is permitted, because since it's effective, that it doesn't scrape it. But he holds at the end of the simon, according to the Shitz Rambam, Rabbeinu Yoina, you not go out with it. Only if you go out with them at it, a little bit at least from before Shabbos. However, it seems if he wraps a rag, it's possible that you could be lenient to go out with it, even though the Shitz are going over there is explicitly also regarding a smart or a rag. Regarding that, so let's say our bandages are like a smart. It's a piece of garbage. Meaning you take it off, you throw it in the garbage. So that would be bottle, it wouldn't be double chasha, but that wouldn't be considered a problem about caring. Now, says Mishmur further, he says, Miwa, whether Yesu Toib, it's better, Shichach al Mokum Azeb, is a smarter, like he says in the Sharatin. Better instead of using a garment, take like a shmata. Bezem and Sadi Primogon, on that Primogon is a client, the Lakula Mashar Lots, but then according to everyone you'd be allowed to go out with, the Lakhash, it's insignificant, the bottle of Gabimak, and it's nullified to the wound. The Sharatin is Kofalam Ralph says, and not like Chayadim writes that by something significant according to everyone that's forbidden, and the whole machlik is only by a smarter by a rag. Nosim in the gun sounds like previously that you let a wrap on the wound according to Rambam, even by something chashim, so that the wound doesn't get injured like we were before. If it sounds like no, the machlik is by a baggage, but by a smarter, everyone agree that it's permitted. Now, says Mishmur further, he said, in all situations, you first have to wash the wound, the cut. Before, says that the garment does not get dyed through that, because that could be a problem about dyeing. Sivkot and Kovtes. So he said that you let go out with mutalotz. You let go out with this coin wrapped around your foot. Now with davka b'shekasha, as mabela pieces raglan by dyeing, is smart. Now this specifically, if he tied the coin to the bottom of his foot. Before Shabbos, when it would a certain rag like chashav, where it's insignificant, and they have a bottle, it's nullified. Avon kashav, but davashu chashav. But if he tied it then with something that's significant, us lots of Shabbos not go with that. A child can have a sivchav beis, like we already spoke about this in sivchav beis. Sivchav tes. Ayitu b'talis mukabelas al kaseifav. Someone goes out with a talis, a cloak that's folded over on his shoulders. Tying that is shulachshon son al reisha. They put on his head. Like be a shulach al kaseifav. Lifted up the edges on his shoulders. Like some people, like, you know, they have these modern things that they have, it's like they put the talis over their shoulders. Chaim Chattas, liable for a Chattas. Imam is carrying your Shazaram. Abu Nainu Makapel, like I say, but if it's not folded on the shoulders, El Mishaleshes, Barach, Balamata, Mixay. But rather, like the way we wear our talisim, it's lower down in its width below his shoulders. Then Shari permitted Shemachash, Mizad, Matalisa, because since he's cloaked in his talis, Mishkasa, Mixay, Mugufay, and he's covering it with his shoulders and his body. Even though he made it, it's short a little bit from the bottom. But it's permitted. Based on this, cloak yourself with your talis beneath your shirt. And to bring it to shul, which the Bi'ah Gerla and the Mishmur comments that seem like that this Ramah belongs actually after this sif that we had before.
Mishmur and Sif Katan Kuf Yud on the words of the Mechaba that if someone goes out with a talis folded on his shoulder, so he says the Hainu that is Shala Achar Vachulu, that after that he put on his head he lifts up the bottoms on his shoulders, and Vachoshkin all the more so because Shasir Legamri Me'alatzmei, if he totally lifts it off himself, if he kept and he folds it in the sun Al Kseb, and he just puts it on his shoulder, of course the Chayv doesn't be liable. Sif Katan Kuf Yud Av that you Chayv Achatas. Why? That's not the way of wearing something. It's like literally carrying something on your shoulder. Sivkat and Kufyud Beis. But if let's say it's not folded on the shoulder, rather it's lowered down on its width, Lamat Miksefa, lower down there on the shoulders. That is a filim in Machazaba Reib Gufoy. Even if it does not cover with it the majority of his body, which Sharatin is Kufalaman, he says that's how it's written in El Yeram Labush Estor, and that's what it sounds like from the source of the Vilna Goyin. Taz is stringent later on that you need to have it to cover most of his body, and the Shulchan Arab quotes like his words. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues. There are those who are stringent regarding this to be in Shem Machazaba Reib Gufoy, that most of his body has to be covered. Sivkat and Kufyud Gimel. Now, that's when the Chabad said that since he's covered with his talis and he's covering his shoulder and his body, even though it's a little bit shorter, it's permitted. And based on this, mutter v'chulu, it's permitted to cloak yourself with your talis beneath your shirt. What it means to say is, but even in such a situation, that's lower a little bit from the bottom, because since he's cloaked with it at least to beneath his shoulders, even though he's bringing up the bottom from the bottom, sure, it's permitted, it'll start up because to be covered with his whole body with it, basically it's like he's in shul, it's very hard for him to do this when he's walking in the street, even if he's wearing a garment from above. So it would be permitted to wear it beneath his shirt, beneath his coat. Basically, as they bring into shul, where it says Mishabur also can't shaykh agad the siv shachar. This is where the Ramah belongs from the following paragraph, which that's from the Be'er Goyel, Shabbos, and all the Perish HaGrash, and come on, Hagam Kamei Emet is actually the Vilna Goyen holds actually the comment of the Ramah of the next siv actually belongs where it is, but that's what others say that no, it actually belongs over here. Where that Ramah says, "Al pishem nichtzad yamin laksefer shalsmo the derech lelav shekach level this noise." For sure, well, that's actually would permitted, and that would not be considered a problem about carrying. Some of the deer shoe number 78. In the words of Mishnah Berurah, that he said that a doctor's belief to say the kameya is certified. We're not concerned that he's going to intend to make someone stumble. Now, even though the testimony of a doctor that he's a professional is applicable to his honor, so Tribus Gizmesh writes that that's not a reason not to believe him, because just like every Eidech and his Nembi story, even though sometimes it's Negev for his money, and he adds on that it's possible to believe him also because of his testimony is something that's going to ultimately be revealed. For example, like when they say, oh, who did you heal? Who did it heal? However, from the Stima Shulchan Aruch, that it does not mention that the doctor has to say who he healed, sounds like that even if he doesn't say that, and obviously you have to say it in like the first part, like we're saying. Edition number 79, the Mishnah Berurah said that even if it doesn't heal, it does it to protect from pain. For this reason, the Michal Shabbos writes in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that to permit to go out with glasses to the street, because it's considered like a kameh, because even though it doesn't heal the eyes, but it definitely prevents pain that would happen. Now, regarding the other opinions regarding glasses that we already spoke about in Sivkot Memdal, the Rishon Zalman is inclined. For the same reason, one should say that a hearing aid should be like a kameh and permitted to go out to Shuzram, because although it's not healing, but it does prevent the person from getting pain. We spoke about the different opinions regarding that, that we'll speak about later in Sivkot and Kofdal. Edition number 81. Sivkot and Kofyod Aleph. We said, Yechayev Achatas for putting the talus on your shoulders, because it's not like the way of wearing something. But if someone only removes the talus from his head, and that part that's folded on the shoulder, this girl holds that that's not considered as carrying it, that's the way it's normally worn, and you let it go out like a talus like that, Rosh Hashanah, where again, if it's hanging down the way it normally is.